Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I hope everybody down in the U.S. had a very happy Memorial Day long weekend. I am kicking off the editorials for the shortened trading week with an update from Vox Royalty, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VOX, and down in the U.S. the symbol VOXCF. I'm chatting with Spencer Cole, Executive Vice President of Vox Royalty, also Simon Cooper, Vice President of Corporate Development. Now, Spencer, I wanted to bring you in here first because on May 20th and May 27th, Vox announced news that were operator and exploration updates on the company's portfolio of royalties on those assets. Now, from my understanding, a total of 110,000 meters are going to be drilled on this portfolio. And there was also three separate high-grade drilling results that were announced in these news releases. Spencer, start with these drill results, please. Take us through where these results came from and some of the actual grades that we saw, please.
Absolutely, Corey. So as you mentioned, you know, we've been gifted with some incredible operator news flow in the past month that we announced to the market or shared with the market in the last week. So three separate sets of really, you know, quite spectacular high-grade drilling results that we can talk through here. The first is from Silver Mines, an ASX-listed group who's developing the Bowdens Silver Lead Zinc Project in Australia, which is the largest undeveloped silver project in all of Australia. They had hits of 8 meters at 540 grams silver, you know, with some shorter intersections of up to 1300 grams of silver. So just some incredible silver, you know, high grade drilling results there. So we're excited to see that project move forward towards a final investment decision shortly. And then from a gold perspective, we just announced some bonanza-grade drilling intersections, two sets of them, actually. So one was on the Bulgara project that a group called Norwest Minerals is operating. So that's a really interesting project. We only just acquired that royalty. It's a 1% royalty. We acquired that back in February, but the operator just announced they hit 3 meters at basically 1 ounce per ton, so 30 grams per ton of gold. And one of the drill holes actually finished in about 19 grams per ton gold mineralization. So always great to be finishing these holes in half an ounce per ton of mineralization. And then the other high grade bonanza grade hits that we shared with the market were for our Kukaini project. They hit intersections of three meters at 19 grams per ton, but then had some shorter intersections of up to between 53 to 80 grams per ton. So, you know, it's sort of hard to put these grades into perspective, but when you think that most open pit gold mines are being mined at sort of 1 to 2 grams, you know, when you hear hits of 30, 50, 80 grams per ton, it's sort of hard to fathom, Corey.
Can you put it into context, Spencer, of how advanced these assets are? These are good drill results, but how close are these to being in either a construction decision or moving through the de-risking of these assets?
Sure. No, that's a great question. So the first project, the silver project that I mentioned, Bowdens, that's a feasibility stage project that's just going through final permitting at the moment. So that's a shovel-ready project that we're expecting a construction decision on, you know, within the next 12 months. So that's a very sort of near-term development project for us. The other two assets, Bulgara and Kukaini, they're both exploration properties. Bulgara hosts a resource of about 100,000 ounces of gold, and it's also within trucking distance of an existing gold operation. So, you know, whilst it's still exploration stage, you know, those grades plus the fact that there is an existing gold mill, you know, within 50 kilometres, it speaks quite favourably. And then Kukaini, also an exploration stage project, but, you know, also within trucking distance of third-party mills as well. So I guess, you know, when we look at buying exploration stage royalties, we often look for projects that could potentially provide a source of high-grade ore to existing gold mills, which obviously just reduces the development risking for our royalty shareholders.
Simon, let's bring you in here to discuss this 110,000 meters of drilling that's coming up on the wide range of assets in the royalty portfolio here. Break down, I guess, generally where some of this drilling is happening and where you guys are most excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you alluded to, over 100,000 meters of upcoming drilling announced from our various operating counterparties across just three of the precious metals royalties that we have in Australia. So you're happy to talk through, I guess, some of the forward-looking guidance on that. And obviously, which ties in well with these ongoing drilling programs. So just a quick note, important to recognize that we've got two royalties over projects called Kukaini, and the one I'll be referring to is a separate royalty to the one that Spence was alluding to just before. But yes, so I guess the first batch of drilling that we've got going on is over the Kukaini project, which is held by Genesis Metals. It's a WA gold project. Those guys have just raised $10 million in a placement, and that money is going straight, or a big chunk of that money is flagged to go straight into the ground with a 65,000 meter drill program that they've announced. So they're going to be delineating, obviously, further potential resource expansion on that project, which, you know, is a fantastic example of the benefits of a royalty model. In that, obviously, our operating counterparties are putting capital to work, which directly benefits us and Vox shareholders. So those funds have also been flagged on finalising the actual feasibility study that's going on at that project, and they have suggested that they're going to have a development decision in the fourth quarter of this year. So another royalty that I guess we acquired at what I would probably call an advanced exploration stage. And Genesis have advanced it at a pretty rapid pace, and thanks to a number of these catalysts, we now actually have a much clearer line of sight on development of the project and also potential royalty revenue from that project as well. As Spence alluded to, you know, on the Bowden Silver Mine project, they've also announced a major expansion of their drilling. So they're going to have a 30,000 meter drilling program, which is already commenced. They have four rigs on site. And they have pretty good line of sight to that drilling program continuing to at least the end of this year. And that's sort of obviously in addition to the other sort of development activities that are going on there. And then certainly last but not least, we've got a further 12,000 meters coming from a stage two of drilling at the Ashburton project, which is a project held by Kalamazoo Resources. So kind of important to note that there's already a really substantial gold resource there, a 1.65 million ounce JORC gold resource. That project between 2015 and 2020 was not all that active, as it was held by Northern Star. And as it's changed hands and come into Kalamazoo, they've really started to advance the project, obviously looking to build that resource base, build out a team in bringing in Bill Beament, who was the chair of Northern Star, and he's actually since joined Kalamazoo, and he's I think very well respected, and for the right reasons, very well respected mining professional. So we're excited about him coming on board, and obviously the advances at that project. So those are our three gold royalties, and I guess the drilling that's going on there. In addition to that, sort of separate to the precious metal side, we've had some strong news come out of Pitombeiras, which is a vanadium iron ore asset that we have in Brazil, where we've got a 1% royalty over that. Earlier this year, in April this year, they announced their first PEA on that project, had a six-year mine life and around $270 million in sort of total gross revenue from that. What's exciting about this new announcement is that they're continuing to drill that. They've had a further 22 holes. They've announced that they plan to update their mineral resource, you know, to include those holes, and then effectively amend the PEA and look at, obviously, options to increase the economics even further beyond that. So again, a fantastic example for our shareholders where we've moved from, you know, an exploration stage royalty to one where economic studies are being carried out, and we can point to that line of sight around a production decision and potential royalty revenue from the asset.
Yeah, I think this is also a sign too of just how well cashed up a lot of companies are in the space. It's something we've been talking about, is that, look, we went through that 8-month correction in the precious metals, especially gold, but companies still were able to raise money, and there are a lot of work plans this year to move projects forward. Simon, just a follow-up question on all this work that's being done on these assets. Have you noticed the fact that with companies having more money, they've been at least talking about and putting in work plans to move projects forward a little bit faster than in prior years?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've seen it as well in the royalties that we'd have. So when we were carrying out our initial due diligence on a number of these royalties that we've mentioned today, you know, as part of that work, we flag what we think the different catalysts are. And frankly, when we think, you know, ultimately they might come to first production. And on a number of these royalties, on a number of royalties on the Karora Resources royalty that we have in Western Australia, you know, they've outperformed. And you're absolutely right. In Western Australia, gold in Australian dollar terms is still doing phenomenally well. And as a result of that, it's just a fantastic environment to be a royalty holder over those particular projects, because they have the capital to advance them at a breakneck speed.
Spencer, let's bring you back in here, and I wanted you to address the news that came out on May 18th. That's a news event where Vox offloaded a non-core graphite royalty to Electric Royalties. Now, I had Electric Royalties on the show earlier this week to discuss this deal and also more of a partnership, I guess, with Electric Royalties. You managed to get $2.9 million Canadian for that non-core asset. Take us through how this relationship came together with Electric Royalties, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Yeah, we're extremely excited about this partnership with Electric Royalties. You know, we've got nothing but the best things to say about Brendan Urick and his team. You know, I think they've really defined themselves as one of the most collaborative groups within the royalty space. You know, and showing a real willingness to do win-win partnerships, whether it's with ourselves or Sprott, who's another partner of theirs now, to really, you know, create value for their shareholders. So the nuts and bolts of this announced deal, Corey, are the first part of it, as you mentioned, is Vox, I guess, monetizing two non-core graphite royalties, our Graphmata and Yalbra royalties, which, you know, we had a look at our portfolio, and given we remain heavily weighted towards precious metals, 70%+ of our portfolio is precious metals weighted. You know, we weren't really getting a huge amount of value for these two graphite royalties in our portfolio. And given Electric Royalties is obviously squarely focused on battery metals, it seemed to be a much more logical and sort of value maximizing home for those royalties to reside within Electric. And then I guess the second and longer term part of this deal for us is a true partnership with Electric. You know, we are in a really fortunate position as Vox, where, you know, we've developed what we believe is the world's largest royalty database, and, you know, we constantly come across really interesting royalties, either lithium royalties or you know, graphite royalties, or, you know, across the battery metals complex. But because we are precious metals weighted, you know, we can't transact on a lot of these opportunities. So having a partner like Electric Royalties, where, you know, where we find really interesting battery metal royalties, you know, we can, I guess, share those opportunities with our partner Electric. You know, we see that as a great way to unlock value from our intellectual property for Vox shareholders, you know, whilst working with a partner that can more logically acquire those types of opportunities.
All right, guys, let's just quickly wrap it up here, Spencer, with a general recap of what investors can expect in terms of news flow coming out of Vox in the near term, please.
Absolutely. So Simon touched on it before. I mean, just in the last 2 months, our operating partners have highlighted over 110,000 meters of drilling on our royalty properties. And that's just announced in the last 2 months. So every month, our investors in Vox can expect just a huge amount of organic news flow across our exploration royalties that are aggressively being drilled out, our development properties that are being, you know, advanced into construction and then through to first production, and then for our production stage royalties. One key catalyst for us, Corey, is going to be next month. We're expecting first gold pour from the Segilola gold royalty. So that'll be a really an exciting milestone that should, you know, unlock a lot of value for our shareholders. So that's, I guess, the bucket of organic news flow. And then we obviously have the inorganic or acquisition news flow. So investors can be excited about, you know, some really interesting deals that we'll be announcing to the market over the coming months that I think should unlock even further value.
All right, guys, Spencer, Simon, I appreciate this update. Some very interesting news just this month, or last month, I guess, in May out of the company. We'll keep following along as more news hits the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for the guys at Vox, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Guys, I appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.